where.
And how are you? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Doubleheader on 1490 AM and WGCH.com. I'm Rob Adams. I hope you're well. I said how are you already. You know, weather is weather. What are you going to do? The snow, look, the snow impacted, no question. It impacted us. It shut down schools. Greenwich and Brunswick were closed today, and I'm sure the other schools were in town as well. I just specifically saw that Greenwich High and Brunswick were closed. But I know other schools closed up as well. I know Wilton did, and, you know. And so with Wilton being closed, that impacts me, and that impacts you and this radio show. Because had Wilton been open today, there's at least a chance I'd be at Wilton High School right now. We wouldn't be doing a show. But the FCAC semifinals have been moved to tomorrow, 5:30 and 7 o'clock. And I'm, you know, boning up on the teams as we speak. 5:30 tomorrow is number 7 Trumbull and number 3 Danbury. And then 7:15 will be the 4-seed Staples, who I was just looking through the archive. Staples won an FCAC championship, but it was in 1963 in basketball. And they will take on the top seed, Ridgefield. And Ridgefield has only won the last four. 2019, in the COVID year, 21, and 22. So they have been quite the machine, the Ridgefield Tigers, who have really built a dynasty, and they've had me on the call for three of their championships, so I guess they, I don't know, I don't think they even think twice about that, but, you know, they may have my, I'll be like their Joe Buck, attached to another championship run for them. Trumbull's a good story. When did Trumbull was in the championship game in 2018, they lost to Danbury. And before that, Trumbull won two in a row in 1982 and 83. That was probably the Harold Jensen years up there, if I'm thinking correctly. They had a nice little run there. But their head coach, Buddy Bray, is so beloved around the conference, much as Joel Garriak is at Wilton. And neither one of them have been able to ascend Mount FCAC and get that championship as a head coach. So, you know, a couple of guys you'd like, just on a personal note, to see it happen one day. But Buddy Bray's team, the Trumbull Eagles, are a 7-seed, and they're taking on a very good Danbury team who, as I told you, just won a championship a few years ago. So those are all the storylines that'll be drilling in, and the FCAC has now updated their website to say that the championship game is Friday, not Thursday. So semifinals tomorrow, 5:30, 7:15. Championship on Friday. You can get tickets online. Go to FCAC.net. And, of course, you can watch all the action on Local Live, and you can listen to me call it. And it's Friday at 6. That is a change. Boy, I have to pay attention. I have to be on my game for all this. Friday at 6 at Wilton High School, which is fine. Get you out a little earlier, so I kind of like that. Swimming and diving, by the way, has been pushed back as well. Trials now Wednesday. Diving goes to Thursday, and the swim final is on Friday. So best of luck to all the athletes this week. In New York, you've got the Section 1 basketball championships. I don't know exactly what those are, but they're coming up this weekend. That's still kind of what I do is go call some of those championships over at the Westchester County Center, because that's just supposed to be phenomenal. And so phenomenal that they moved it for a year or two away from the county center in White Plains, moved it to Pace University up the road in Pleasantville. And the outrage was really strong, really strong, and strong enough to get it pushed back and moved back to the county center. So, and I have called a game in Pace's gym. It's nice. did a high school game there, Pleasantville Briarcliff that I did there, and had fun. But yeah, the county center, and it's an historic building, the Westchester County Center. Instead, I'll be doing Section 9's championship games on Saturday. I can only do three of them. There are four, but through our good buddy Kevin Halpeny, I got those games offered to me. They're not even to their, you know, they haven't worked out who their finals are going to be yet. I was looking at some of them. It's supposed to be two girls games, two boys games, but I'll only do two boys and one girl. One girls game. The noon game will be in Class B in, I guess, boys basketball, right? Yes. And who would be? See, I don't even know who the Final Four are yet. They've got eight teams left, and they have to play their semifinals tomorrow. So it's O'Neill High School and Dover High School and Red Hook and Ellenville and Chester and Burke Catholic and Rondout Valley and Spackenkill. Schools you probably, I shouldn't say probably, but chances are you've never heard of any of those. And I would also do Class A in boys basketball in Section 9. Now, their semifinal is partially determined, because Goshen and Beacon have advanced to the semifinals. Goshen beat FDR, which is out of up in Hyde Park, and Beacon beat Wallkill, which is Wallkill's out in Orange County. While New Paltz plays Port Jervis, and Lords, the three seed out of Poughkeepsie, plays number six Monticello. So, yeah, it's a hint of what we've got going on. You know, would I love to be doing Section 1 because it's close to home and it's where I grew up? Yeah, but you know, you guys know the drill with me by now. Just tell me where to go. I'll call the games. By the way, I'm looking at the 2 o'clock game that I'm supposed to call on Saturday. And this is all at Monroe Woodbury High School, which is basically Woodbury Commons Outlets, if you know that region. Beacon, this is Class A girls. Beacon and FDR play in one semifinal, and Wallkill will play either Goshen or Monticello for the other semifinal. There you go. So we'll have some fun with that on Saturday. So it went from being what at one point was a dead quiet week after Brunswick won on Saturday. I thought I wouldn't do a game for a month, and now I'm doing, what, seven? Two tomorrow. One Friday gets me to three. Yeah, four on Saturday because I'm doing a Boomslang youth girls basketball game also. And then maybe one on Sunday if Boomslang wins. So it could be eight games, which is good, Nothing to brag about. It's just it makes me happy. So that's a good thing. So, yeah, that's where we are on the high school side of things. On the professional side of things, news broke just a little while ago that Patrick Kane is a New York Ranger. And, you know, it's Patrick Kane you're talking about. I realize when Wayne Gretzky was here with the Rangers, it was nice. And it was nice, no doubt about it. But it was different. Gretzky was at the end of his career. You know, Patrick Kane obviously has had a great career. He is, what, 34 years old? Was a legit star and champion with the Blackhawks in Chicago. But, you know, has played 16 years, all with the Blackhawks, has had a great career, no doubt. And now you see, you know, 446 career goals, and that's coming here. Won a Hart Trophy back in 2016, you know, Stanley Cup champion. There's a lot to like about Patrick Kane becoming a New York Ranger. What does he have left in the gas tank? He's played in 54 games, not scoring the goals maybe the way you'd want him to, 16 goals, 29 assists, but still a factor, and I think he elevates the Rangers, and it tells the Ranger fans they are serious. And Chris Drury went in big. Went in big. It's draft picks that made it happen. One, I think I saw a fourth rounder and a potential first rounder. Potential. I think this is, you know, I think this is a good thing. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I was exchanging texts earlier with our friend Chris Callen, who's pretty sharp when it comes to hockey. I give him a hard time, but he knows his hockey. And he's pretty happy about it. So he thinks they didn't give up a lot, but he's got other things going on. We'll just say we're calling them Grand Tox now. That's pretty much, you know, it's his news beyond that. Yeah, it's his news. But I think Patrick Kane here is a good thing. Now, look, I have seen some chatter about off-field stuff or off-ice stuff that Kane has been involved in. And yes, yeah, there's some sketchy stuff. He was arrested back in 2009 in Buffalo with his cousin after they allegedly punched a cab driver for not giving them the proper, you know, change for a trip. And ultimately, he and his cousin pleaded guilty to a non-criminal disorderly conduct charge. Both were given conditional discharges, avoiding any penalties if they stayed out of trouble for a year. They had to apologize to the cab driver, and that ended it. 2015, he was investigated for sexual assault in Hamburg, New York, which is, I believe, up in Erie County in New York State. The Erie County District Attorney's Office later declined to press charges, stating that the complainant's allegation was not sufficiently substantiated by credible evidence. It later came to light that the complainant's mother had orchestrated a hoax in which she attempted to make it appear as if critical evidence had been tampered with. Does that mean I'm defending him as a human being? I don't know him as a human being. But whether it's Kobe or Ben Roethlisberger or anyone else, I'm giving you what I know, what I read. And he was cleared. And now he's a New York Ranger. Buckle up, Ranger fans. We could be in for a fun ride. I'm not saying the cup is coming here, but I'm saying we're in for a fun ride. Let's take a break. More to do. It is a Tuesday. Good to be with you. 419 doubleheader, 1490 AM, WGCH.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, I drive a truck for a living. I don't get hardly any exercise. I'm not kidding you now. I'm not easily sold on anything, but I'm a firm believer in this product. You know, I watched those advertisements for 2 or 3 years and listened to the radio going down the road, and I said, something's got to be going on with that product for that many people to do ads for them. And I'll tell you what, I just uptown a while ago, I told some of my buddies, I said, I'm not BSing you, man. I'm not kidding you. It's amazing. It totally amazes me.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Becoming mostly clear and cold tonight. Black ice forming on untreated surfaces in the mid-20s, then mostly sunny and milder for tomorrow near 45. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow night with rain showers developing near 35, then morning rain showers for Thursday, then becoming partly sunny near 50. This is sponsored by Kitchen Corner in Fairfield, your headquarters for baking and cooking needs. With a wide selection of gadgets, cookie cutters, tabletop and cake decorating supplies, while also offering expert knife and scissor sharpening services and even cake decorating classes. For more information, call Kitchen Corner at 203-374-1118. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
back with you on Doubleheader at 4:21. I'm responding to a Christopher Irway inquiry. Just give him a quick word. Let's stay in hockey. Let's stay out of trouble. The Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in third in the Met. After 60 games, 34-17-9. 77 points. They're six in back of the Devils. Devil back. And Carolina has 86 points. They're the top seed in the Eastern, in the Metropolitan. Keep that in mind. But in the Atlantic, you know, Boston is so much better than everybody else. They have 97 points. I mean, well on their way, I believe, to the President's Trophy. Well on their way. 97 points at 46-8-5. Toronto at 37-15-8. They have 82 points. And Tampa Bay is 37-18-4. They have 78 points. And I may be sitting at a Tampa Bay Lightning game next week. So we'll deal with that. Next week we'll only be around, by the way, Monday and Tuesday. And then we'll be gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the following Monday. And then we'll tell you all about it when we get back that Tuesday. That would be the 14th, I believe, which is amazing. Pretty amazing. All right. Anyway, wild card-wise, the Islanders are the top seed at 31-25-7. They have 69 points. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit. Detroit is 5 points back of the Islanders. I think I'm going to an Islanders game next week, too. Crazy time. And Florida and Washington. And then we'll draw the line at Ottawa. Ottawa's over 500. I guess I should keep them in the mix. 62.7 back. They're 29-26-4. And that's the Eastern Conference. So do I think the Rangers are going to ultimately beat the Bruins? That's the problem. You know, you're going to deal with the Bruins, you're going to deal with Toronto, you're going to deal with Tampa Bay. They're a point behind Tampa Bay, and they can beat Tampa Bay. Can they beat the Bruins if that's who they come up against in a seven-game series? That would worry me. That would worry me. In the Western Conference, the Central Division leaders are Dallas with 75 points, Colorado has 73, and Minnesota has 72. Vegas has 76 points to lead the Pacific. L.A. with 74. Edmonton has 72. Connor McDavid's got to get a big run one of these days. He's one of the key stars of the sport. Wild card teams are Winnipeg with 71. Seattle, the Kraken, have 70. Calgary with 66. Nashville at 64, and then you really drop under 500 once you get to St. Louis, and the Blues have 57 points. So how's it all line up? We will see. We will see. And have you been kind of following along with some of the TV stuff, these regional sports networks and the way they're falling apart? There's some scary stuff going on there where I think there's a group in Pittsburgh, for instance, because I follow the Steelers, I follow a lot of Pittsburgh media, and I saw where one of their outlets that carries the Pirates and the Penguins, they're either going to go dark completely and go out of business, or they're going to eventually. And the headline made it pretty clear that the Buccos and the Pens better find themselves a new TV home. It's crazy stuff. And who loses in the long run? And we say this all the time. Who loses? The fans. Fans do. Absolutely. You know, when Sunday's Yankees game was only on the Yes app, the home opener was only on the Yes app because the Nets were playing Sunday, and that was on the mainline Yes network. And, you know, if you haven't been on Yes in a while, or whatever it is you watch, you have to re-log in, re-establish all your credentials. So, you know, you go through all that, and then a couple of times, I've got the Yankee game on Sunday, and it just freezes, freezing right here on this screen to my right. So that's no good. And again, who suffers? We do. In the case of the Yankees, I was able to just, you know, back out, restart it, and it was fine. You know, hardly first world problems here. But for people who are paying good money to watch Pittsburgh Pirates or Pittsburgh Penguins events or wherever, because this is going on with these, I think it's the Bally channels, the Bally's channels all over the country. That's, you know, that's a headache. That's a big headache. Let's see, where are we? 426. Should we stay in hockey? Yeah, let's stay in hockey. I want to get to another thing here. And another Ranger thing that we should get to. And that is Keandre Miller. You know, and Keandre is a talented player. And a talented player who has dealt with racism since, you know, coming to the Rangers. And that has made him a target, unfortunately, which is, you know, sickening. I just give you that as background. Because, what was it, Sunday, Saturday? I forget when it was. It was over the weekend. Sunday, against the Kings. And he's 23, he's young, but still, you can't do this. He was caught on TV in the face of Drew Doughty of the Kings. And, of course, Drew Doughty's a, you know, longtime veteran player. And the two of them got into a skirmish in the first period at the Garden. Miller spit on him. Spit in his face. Officials saw it, took him out, gave him a match penalty, which, if you don't know, means go hit the showers, have a good night. Miller did apologize. He released a statement on Monday saying it was completely accidental. He has respect for Doughty. I guess he tried talking to Doughty, and Doughty was gracious. You know, in a quote, "I would never intend to do something like that on purpose. It goes against everything I am as a player and a person." But what's the old saying? Stuff your sorries in a sack. The NHL Department of Player Safety was not very thrilled. They have suspended him for unsportsmanlike conduct for 3 games. He was a 22nd overall pick in 2018. He has 6 goals, 24 assists, and he's a good player. I like Miller, and I find it detestable what he's been through. But you can't be spitting. Can't be spitting in players' faces. And I know a lot of stuff goes on in sports, far more than we ever know. No matter how much we think we have the inside stuff, there's even more. The stuff that goes on at the bottom of a football scrum. Ugh. Well, bad decision by Miller. He'll pay for it for 3 games. And apparently, Patrick Kane will play versus the Flyers tomorrow in Philadelphia. That, by the way, where he scored the winning goal in the 2010 Stanley Cup Finals. We'll take a break. At 4:30, more to do. We'll come back to local. Another top story, but I want to spend a little more time on it. After this, doubleheader, 1490 AM, WGCH.com.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Becoming mostly clear and cold tonight. Black ice forming on untreated surfaces in the mid-20s, then mostly sunny and milder for tomorrow near 45. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow night with rain showers developing near 35, then morning rain showers for Thursday, then becoming partly sunny near 50. Snow develops for Friday, mixing with rain near 35. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Here's football star Tony Romo for Skechers Max Cushioning Footwear.
You know when you go to your kid's game and you have to sit on those uncomfortable, super hard bleachers? That's how I feel now when I wear regular shoes. Why? Because once I started wearing Skechers Max Cushioning, I've been spoiled with how amazing extra cushioning feels. Skechers maxed out the cushioning with a thick, comfy slice of super light Ultra Goat cushioning for a soft, pillowy feel with every step.
See all the fashionable styles of Max Cushioning at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question, and the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, each helping your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Join me on Darby and Friends, Monday through Friday, 12:30 to 1, every day. Meet and listen to my local friends from Greenwich Library, Sterling Care, Retired Men's Association, Greenwich Harbor Partners, Bruce Museum, Greenwich Hospital. Whether it's art, music, local events, and parties, let my friends become your friends. Join me, Darby and Friends, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com, anywhere.
Back with you on Doubleheader at 4:33. I'm Rob Adams. Glad you're hanging around with us. Interesting day. It did snow. It's our first truly measurable snow. I know we've had these hints, these little dustings here and there. But this one, a legit storm. I never heard exactly how much we got. There's a bit out there on the road, and I heard the plows all night. Believe me, my cat heard the plows all night. Thank you to the town of Greenwich for everything you guys do. You kept the roads serviceable, but I don't think this storm challenged the guys in the plows, the guys and gals in the plows and in the trucks and whatnot. I will tell you, I was up around, 1:30, 2 o'clock. I lose track. I'm up all night. But I looked, and 95 was still buzzing by. And that's, a tribute to the Connecticut DOT as well, to have the roads passable. So come rush hour this morning, it really wasn't a problem. And even here, it was just wet. It was wet roads. I just basically had to step outside and dust my car off, and that's it. All is well. I could go out. Now, you're hearing on the forecast, and that is worth mentioning, keep an eye on black ice. Temperature can drop, and ice can form on these wet roads. Keep that in mind. And it sounds like we could deal with some snow showers later in the week as well. As we hit March, this is it. This is the last show of February. And tomorrow morning, we're into March. Again, recapping what we said at the top of the show, a couple of things. FCAC playoffs in boys basketball are now tomorrow with the semis, and the championship is Friday. And Friday at 6, it was supposed to be 7, now it's 6. And Patrick Kane, now a New York Ranger. Keandre Miller got 3 games for spitting on Drew Doughty. And then, before I turn to the other top story that I really should have mentioned earlier in the show, I don't know if the boards of education around this area are getting grief for taking the day off. I look at it this way. Nobody's taken a day off. Nobody's used a snow day, to my knowledge. At least not here in this area. So, cut folks a break. Kids got a day off. Which look, to a lot of parents, that can be a pain in the neck, especially if you have young kids. It just changes things. I used to have to do it with Sean, where it would just kind of change the manner of the day, and he was having to go to an office with me, or whatever the case may be, depending on the circumstances. But could we have gone ahead and played tonight? I think we could. But we'd be dealing with the black ice later on. And that does make me nervous. So, err on the side of caution. I respect that. And here we are. One other big story, and I wanted to make sure I found really the right time to talk a little bit about it. and that is the passing of Bo Hickey. Bo Hickey, who was a longtime assistant coach under Lou Marinelli and was the New Canaan hockey coach for years. And Bo died at the age of 77. Bo was more than that. That's the thing. We can think of Bo Hickey as a great coach. I mean, he formed many an athlete just on the football field as an assistant. But he was also a heck of a hockey coach, and that's where I got to know him, and I didn't know him well. I didn't know him well. Thomas Bo Hickey. He was a huge star in Stamford. Played at Stamford Catholic. Was a multi-sport star there. Then went and played in the NFL. That's the thing we don't even talk about. Is he played in the NFL with the Broncos. Quite a life, this man. Quite a life. He retired from coaching back in 2014 when the Rams beat Darien for the FCAC championship. And that's one thing, much as I said earlier with the Buddy Brays and Joel Garriax, the coaches who have not ascended, Bo's teams were often just phenomenal and yet didn't win the big prize. And Bo got a championship in 2013-14 and said, you know what, that's it. 77 years old. And I'm looking at the story that was written by Dave Stewart on Game Time. And it's described exactly the way I described him. As word of his death spread today, now quoting from Dave, Hickey was remembered as a loyal friend, colorful character, and great coach, all underneath a tough exterior. And man, he was gruff. I mean, that edge to him was gruff, but I didn't know Bo well. I got a chance to know him a little bit through John Spang when John was my partner calling Greenwich Hockey. You know, former voice of Greenwich Hockey here, folks. Just saying. Wish I had a sound effect. And I saw Bo snap at John because John and I called games a little differently. Now, we worked great together. John and I were a good pairing. We were as good as anybody on GCH at one time. Because John Spang was an official. He knew hockey. Such a classy guy, but so funny. John would say to me, you know, I wear contact lens. Now, he always wore glasses. I always knew him with glasses on. He says, no, I wear contacts when I'm officiating because I don't want people telling me I need glasses. and that's how everybody got to know him, got to know John. So John took me down and introduced me to Bo. And back in when I first came along, late 90s, into the early 2000s, Greenwich New Canaan was every bit a better hockey matchup than New Canaan Darien. Greenwich New Canaan was fierce. That's where I first uttered the words Greenwich, New Canaan don't like each other. You know, even a tiddlywinks. Didn't matter. It was a fierce rivalry. And so we'd be in the bowels of, you know, Hamel Rink or the then, you know, Darien Ice Arena, Darien Ice House, whatever we're calling it now. And John, this is where John was different from me. John liked to go get what they call the lines in hockey. And you sports fans know this, but not everybody's a sports fan that watches the show. Basically, you want to know, because most of the time, the lines start a certain way, and they may mix and match, but they tend to start with, you know, the center and the two wings, and you try to have that consistency of a line. For a whole different generation, the Rangers had one line known as the gag line, the goal a game. Because they just always scored. Always scored. And so John would have his little line sheet, and he'd go down, and we would walk down to see the coaches. And John was always offering me his line sheet. I said, John, I just need the roster, which has been my way for, you know, not 30 years yet, but let's say a long time. I've just always worked off a roster. Line chart's nice. I used one for a game against Brunswick. I don't know, Hill Brunswick, maybe? But whatever the case, I did use it for one game. I tend to not look at the lines. I look at the numbers. Anyway, we go down to Bo one time, and John's trying to be polite. Hey, Bo, can I get the lines? And then Bo finally looks at him and goes, I'm getting them. And, of course, me, you know, I'm still new to the whole world of FCAC broadcasting at that point. I just felt my whole body tense up. But I interviewed Bo a couple of times, and he was always nice, always had good stories to tell. You asked him about football and playing for the Broncos, he'd chuckle, and he'd tell me a story or two. You knew the better stories were off the air. You knew the better stories were going to be, you know, if you were hanging out with him, grabbing a slice of pizza later on or somewhere else. Bo was a character. And Bo just had stories. He was, like I said, he was an assistant for New Canaan football for 31 years. Joined just after Lou Marinelli had joined the team to become head coach. New Canaan won 8 state championships, 4 FCAC championships. And just, in a quote from Lou Marinelli, he said, he saw things in kids a number of times when I wasn't sure. He'd say, give me time, he'll come around. And he was almost always right. That was one of his really strong points, his ability to figure a kid out and get the most out of him, which is a great quote. I had heard about this from Dave Stewart and others. Bo was a superintendent of Lakeview Cemetery in New Canaan for 34 years. And you went over to the garage at Lakeview Cemetery. I never got to do this, but others told me these stories. And there was Bo. And Bo would just regale. He played football, basketball, baseball. He ran track. Yeah. Former AD Vinny Iovino said, we solved more problems on the cemetery in his garage than we solved at any Board of Education meeting. gifted athlete. Very gifted. Went to Maryland. Played there for 2 seasons. Earned all ACC second team honors as a sophomore. Had 894 yards. Scored 5 touchdowns. Played in the Continental Football League for the then Brooklyn Dodgers. And played for Andy Robustelli, who was, of course, a Stanford native who was a head coach. Ran for 551 yards there. Selected in the 14th round of the draft by the Cardinals. Got cut in camp. Signed with the Broncos. Ran for 263, 4 touchdowns. Was used as a fullback. And then released in 1968. Bounced around doing some other stuff, an assistant coach at Staples, and then went over to New Canaan, where his buddy Vinny Iovino was hired as New Canaan's AD. And just a great run. During the 93-94 season, this is a few years before I came to town, New Canaan was without a head coach, and Iovino said the program was in disarray. So, and this is all from Dave Stewart, by the way. Hickey said, well, he coached youth hockey, and don't you know, we come in and won the FCX that year. He's in the New Canaan High School Sports Hall of Fame, coached hockey for 20 years, did win 10 FCX titles. It was the state that really eluded him. They were CIAC runners-up 6 times. That's the one that eluded him. But they were always so good. Former WGCH broadcaster, friend of mine, Matt Levine, lives in Florida. And when I posted, I just shared a note about Bo passing today online on Facebook. And Matt said, you know, more or less said I summed it up perfectly. But he had a story for me that I thought was really Bo. I mean, this is just a perfect way to think of Bo Hickey. I wrote, I covered Bo and his teams many times. I also interviewed him a few times. Always a gentleman and always a gruff exterior, yet he could still make you laugh. Quite a man, quite a life. And Matt said, I remember fall 1997. I was fresh out of college and went to cover a New Canaan football practice for WGCH in advance of that week's big game. And Bo walked over to me in that gruff tone, asked, what are you doing here? And I told him that I was a sportscaster, and for the next 15 years, he was a great guy to deal with. I enjoyed covering his teams, and I thought he was just a great coach. Condolences. Yep. Bo was something. And the tributes are pouring in all around. I was looking around Twitter earlier. And with Bo Hickey, you don't think... Let me reorganize my thoughts here. I don't want to say the FCAC had a prime stretch of years. But one thing we do miss in the FCAC, and I've now been around it for almost a quarter of a century, we miss, obviously, the football championship, which meant just so much. And I know if some of my middle-of-the-state peers in media are listening, they are now mocking me and, you know, throwing paint at their computer screen or whatever it is they're going to do to deface me. But the football championship game in Fairfield County, in the FCAC, was immeasurable. It meant so much. And having broadcast quite a few of them, I can tell you that. I witnessed it. So if that's what you would call a golden era, it's not unfair. And that's what, when I read of Bo's passing, it made me think, boy, that's another link to what might have been a golden era of the FCAC. Because when I came in, Bo was among the giants. Really. I mean, he was a man of stature, with a handshake that you felt like was going to crush your hand. And you just had people all up and down the FCAC, just different names. Names that, you know, names move on. We you know, we get old, life changes, circle of life. So the names that I first started covering in what I thought was quite an era, you know, they've moved along. And Bo's one of them. And we still have links to the past, obviously. We still have Lou's going to go on and do another year next year. And let's face it, he just keeps tagging on to the winningest coach record in Connecticut history as a football coach. And then we pass along to another generation and a whole new era can be created. Obviously, what John Marinelli did at Greenwich, now John's with UConn, you know, moves on. But you've got a former player in Tony Morello winning a state championship at Greenwich. So, you know, we move on in circle of life. But, yeah, whether it was a golden era or not, I think about Bo Hickey and I think, darn. Even though I didn't really know him as a football coach, and I kind of did, I think of him more as, you know, those hockey games. Those fierce Greenwich-New Canaan hockey games and you know, just watching Harry Geary coaching against Bo and the two of them characters in their own right and both of them fired up and trying to be role models for their kids. But that was the bottom line with Bo. And that's the Matt Levine story. Once Bo figured out that Matt was there for team coverage, he was no longer a threat. He was there to do right by the kids. And that's what Bo cared about always. He'd try to resist interviews. Oh, interview one of my kids. He wanted the kids to get the attention. No, quite a man. Quite a man that we lost today at 77. And we gave you, you know, all the goodies on his life, playing in the CFL, played in several exhibition games in the CFL for the Montreal Alouettes, didn't make the team in 65. No, great life. Great life. Had retired, seemed to be enjoying life, and passed earlier today. Like I said, at the age of 77. So a salute to Bo Hickey. NFL, college, and then a lot of good in the FCAC. And it just makes you think of a whole different time in our business and in the conference. Heck of a character. Definitely takes me back to those hockey games for sure. And I watched quite a few Greenwich-New Canaan games, let me tell you. Good times. We are coming up on our last break for this Tuesday show. And again, no show tomorrow because I'll be doing, speaking of the FCAC, I'll be doing the FCAC basketball games. And I am. I'm looking forward to them. It's still, you know, as much fun as I had doing the FAA, and I would love to do that every year. If I'm available, I still love to be able to do the FCAC because, you know, that's where it started for me. And Brunswick Hockey will be active as well. We'll keep you updated on that. 4:53 as we get ready to wrap this edition up for a Tuesday on 1490 AM. WGCH.com doubleheader concludes after this.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Becoming mostly clear and cold tonight. Black ice forming on untreated surfaces in the mid-20s, then mostly sunny and milder for tomorrow near 45. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow night with rain showers developing near 35, then morning rain showers for Thursday, then becoming partly sunny near 50. This is sponsored by Kitchen Corner in Fairfield, your headquarters for baking and cooking needs. With a wide selection of gadgets, cookie cutters, tabletop and cake decorating supplies, while also offering expert knife and scissor sharpening services and even cake decorating classes. For more information, call Kitchen Corner at 203-374-1118. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Did you know you might have someone special in your life that lowers your blood pressure, cortisol level, and risk of depression and other stress-induced issues? Your loving dog does this and more. Why not ensure your pup is as healthy as possible? I'm helping naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black spread the truth about dog food. Dog food is usually dead food. That's why Dr. Black created Rough Greens, a natural supplement added to your dog's food, bringing it to life. Sue and I sprinkle Rough Greens over Otto and Snoopy's food, and they gobble it up. They love Rough Greens. Your dog's low energy, itching, bad breath, and digestive problems can be solved. Just add Rough Greens, the right vitamins and minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and omega oils, which could change your dog's life. Dr. Black is so confident Rough Greens will help, he's offering a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just handle shipping. Only at roughgreens.com/Dennis. Give back to your loyal friend at ruffgreens.com/Dennis.
Emily Kaplan of ESPN said about the trade to bring Patrick Kane to the Rangers that the Rangers have acquired Kane for a 2023 conditional second pick and a 2023 fourth round pick. Per sources, the conditions of the second round pick turns into a first if the Rangers make the conference finals. However, that first round pick would be either then in 2024 or 2025. So there's still some machination going on there, but this is definitely worth it. Now, to the Blackhawk fan, you're probably angry. You probably feel like you didn't get a lot in return. And here's the thing. You didn't have a lot of leverage because Kane held all the chips. He's going to be a free agent. And he had, you know, a no-trade clause. So, with the no-trade clause and factor in him being able to walk after the season, the Blackhawks had to get something. Maybe they could have received more, but all along, and this has been going on for a couple of weeks, all along it has been Patrick Kane to the Rangers, and today it became true. So, good stuff. And they'll play tomorrow against the Flyers. And Cam Atkinson. Just have to throw Cam's name in there. Always nice to mention Cam's name. Cam, of course, Greenwich guy, who didn't play at Greenwich High, but the Atkinson family, good group. Very good people. Cam has played 700 career games. It's amazing. 73 games into his season in Philadelphia, his first season there. Remember, he was with Columbus with the Blue Jackets for years. Has 23 goals. Once had a 41-goal season back in 2018-19. And Cam is still, how old is Cam? 33. 33 years old. Played at Boston College. Yeah, Cam's a heck of a player. So always like talking about Cam. As we get ready to wrap up this edition of the show, you know, spring training remains pretty much on par. You know, fans are being dumb, and I can't do a whole lot more with it beyond say, just leave it at that. Fans are being dumb. Not a whole lot coming out of Mets land, which is good. Even Yankee land, and I watched a little bit last night. I'm seeing good things. Volpe just continues to impress me. I don't worry about wins and losses right now. I worry about situationally. Just, you know, do the job you need to do and get ready for the season. And what should be an interesting season. But again, until someone can show me they can beat the Astros, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. But we have basically a month because I believe March 30th is first pitch. Yankees Giants at Yankee Stadium, 105 in a month. And away we go. Reminder, no show tomorrow because we're doing the FCAC. Probably a show on Thursday, and then probably no show Friday. So that's the way the rest of the week lines up. We'll do a show probably Monday, Tuesday next week, and then off. And I'm not bringing equipment to Florida with me. I am legitimately taking a break. If I were driving, I'd be taking equipment with me. And you know what? I probably would do a show in Florida. But I'm flying, so I'm not going to do it. And even in Florida, I would be telling you black is not a Mets color. That's our show for today. I'm Rob Adams. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching Doubleheader here on 1490 AM and WGCH.com, where Laura Smith is next. Everyone have yourselves a good night, and we'll see you probably back here on Thursday. So long.
This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden says Republicans are still trying to cut health care for millions of Americans as part of their debt ceiling negotiations.
If you get rid of the Affordable Care Act, would mean that more than 100 million Americans with pre-existing conditions would lose the critical protections they have now.
Speaking in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Biden said Republicans making demands to cut the federal budget in order to raise the debt ceiling are playing politics with the nation's economy and the lives of Americans. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says defense spending cuts should not be part of any negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. McConnell warning his fellow Republicans that threats against the U.S. are real and growing.
The defense budget ought to reflect the nature of the threat. We have not only Russia and Ukraine, which we've generally done in supplementals, but we have the ongoing challenge of meeting